I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. A football game could be defined as 22 guys beating the hell out of each other for 60 minutes. It's rough, inelegant, and full of foul language that no man would share in the presence of the opposite sex. It's a game that grown men play, while other grown men and women watch, cheer, and gamble on, hoping their team comes out on top. On its surface, football seems barbaric, a modern gladiator arena where meatheads take their medicine and dish it out, too. One man was able to look at football, though, and see something more, a story worth telling. Steve Sable was the president of NFL Films, which he founded with his father, Ed. He was a mythmaker. He saw past the surface brutality of the NFL to find a nuanced sophistication, full of people whose stories were as detailed as the sport they played. On September 18th, Sable passed away after an 18-month battle with brain cancer. His life and vocation leave a void that can't be filled. His legacy is one that will never be forgotten. Steve Sable was a filmmaker, as talented as the great Errol Morris, and over 50 years built a filmography that would rival anyone's. He won 35 Emmys for writing, cinematography, editing, directing, and producing. More importantly, though, he broke a barrier down. He showed the world that sport was more than it seemed. He paved the way for ESPN to have its classic channel, and for things like their documentary series 30 for 30. Using the great John Facenda for narration, slow motion, orchestral music, that you're probably humming right now, and amazing cinematography, Sable told in-depth stories of the Sunday gridiron. While NFL Films was not the first to make film of sport, they were the first to universalize and mythologize the genre. While most directors pulled back and looked at sport from the vantage point of the spectator, Sable pushed in. He showed us eyes and feet. We heard voices and laughter. We saw blood and sweat. We felt victory, and we wept in defeat. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunton.